Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Kamala Harris quickly picking up support within the Democratic Party as she officially announces she is now running for president. Harris issuing a statement that read in part, "With this selfless and patriotic act, President Biden is doing what he has done throughout his life of service, putting the American people and our country above everything else." She goes on to say, "I am honored to have the president's endorsement, and my intention is to earn and win this nomination." Governor Hochul issuing a statement calling the president an American hero and one of the most effective presidents in our history. She threw her support behind the vice president, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, also backing Harris. Mayor Adams, who is a party delegate, tells 1010 Winds he thinks this is an opportunity for Democrats to unify.
I believe the party can, and the most important thing we can do is have a clarity of message and direction. Everyone in the country should know exactly what the party is going to focus on, including border security and safety, and again, affordability, public safety, and really working for working class people who believe the everyday cost of living has just seemed to have eluded them. And I think if we're clear on that message, we're going to be successful in November.
So what do you think about all this?
Of course, Sunday afternoon's announcement is still all the talk of New York City this morning. I spoke with Rohan, a Democrat. He's 28.
Well, you know, I am actually a bit surprised, but I do understand the decision that he's made. Again, I think now that we know that he's dropped out, I guess we can say that it was the right decision at this point. PR-wise, a lot of people were pointing out the age, his age, whether he can actually do the job for another 4 years.
I asked Stephen if he knows who he'll be supporting now.
I do. Donald Trump is definitely the right person. And, we saw what happened 4 years ago. We saw how he led the country. He was a very strong leader. And I think America was headed in the right direction.
Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Midtown.
Days after that worldwide computer meltdown due to a faulty software update, several airlines still struggling to get back on schedule. As of 5 this morning, there were 819 canceled flights overnight and 8,369 delayed flights nationwide, Delta in particular having issues. In fact, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he reminded their CEO that the airline is obligated to refund passengers who don't want to be rebooked on a later flight. Well, in New York State, Governor Hochul says emergency response staff continued to work over the weekend to resolve residual issues. She says she's also directed that forbearance be granted for those who were unable to conduct business with the state due to the outage, for example, those needing DMV license renewals. Yet another scam to watch out for, this time from those targeting EBT cards used by families and individuals who receive SNAP and other benefits. Congressman Josh Gottheimer telling 1010 Winds.
Food insecurity is a huge crisis here in the Northeast, yet these heartless scammers are literally stealing benefits from hungry children and families just to make a buck for themselves.
In fact, between October 2022 and February of this year, more than 6,200 people have been victims of card skimming, with New Jersey reimbursing more than $2.8 million in benefits. Gottheimer says he'll be introducing new legislation to fight this called the Stop Scammers Card Abuse and Malicious Skimming Act, or Stop Scams Act for short. This heads up, if you commute through the Hugh Carey Tunnel, it'll be closed each of the next three overnights. And the Queens Midtown Tunnel will be closed the next two Saturday and Sunday overnights, so their flood doors can be tested. The massive 29 by 14 feet doors were installed in 2017 to stop water from rushing into the tunnels in the event of another big storm like Hurricane Sandy. The MTA says they can only be moved when the tunnel behind them is closed to traffic or drivers would get stuck inside.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.